Hello everyone, this is your host, friend and anchor Richa Goyal, and I am back to give you a little dose of happiness. Thank you for the enormous love you all showed me in the last episode. It indeed gave me a lot of happiness. Everybody deserves a fair share of happiness, right? Fair, this word strikes me often. Being dark-skinned, I always wanted to look fair-skinned. Everybody knows people in India have an unfair obsession with the fair skin, as if it is in our hands to choose the skin shades. Color shaming has been prevailing in Indian society since long. My grandmother handed me over a magic cream, Fair and Lovely, when I was just 8 years old. I was disheartened when my first crush nicknamed me Kalo, means black skin. I resisted to be part of gatherings, avoided family functions, as I might not look beautiful. But then, after few years, came a blockbuster hit, Dilwale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge, in which Kajol looked most beautiful in her own skin. It changed my life for better. People started looking at me differently, thanks to my stark resemblance to Kajol. Then I realized that my dark skin is my USP. I realized the moment we start accepting ourselves, we are the happiest, the merriest. You know, of all the things on this earth, be it money, name, fame, success, recognition, what do you think people look for the most, or they strive for the most? They strive for the validation. They strive for the acceptance from others, because we are afraid of rejection. We are afraid of failures. We want others to accept us. You know, it took years of my life to accept my own skin tone. So while we keep seeking acceptance from others, we highly fail, as we fail to seek acceptance from the very important person in our lives. Do you know who that person is? That person is you yourself. You have to love yourself. Love every bit of yourself, because if you won't, then who will? Happiness is letting go what you think your life is supposed to look like. You have to celebrate for everything that it has. Remember, we cannot change other people's thoughts, actions, and perceptions. But what we can do, we can change our own actions. So my dear friend, self-acceptance is the first key to true happiness. Embrace who you are. Things might become difficult, life becomes depressing when we start blaming ourselves for not being enough on the scales of others. We overthink, we stress, while all we need to do is accept. My dear friend, there is no greater suffering than keeping measuring yourself and coming up short on the scale of others. Happiness occurs the moment you forget who you are expected to be. Instead of trying to fix yourself, honor what you have, where you are right now. Don't wait for the hypothetical version of yourself. Set clear boundaries with people who don't value and accept you as you are. We will unlock more such channels of happiness in the coming episodes. Till then, you have to leave me a voice message for one thing which can change your life for better. Signing off for now. Keep smiling and shining. Bye.